Welcome to the Rubbing Your Past podcast. It's the weekend. Will Brinson here, Pete Prisco. We're going to make some picks previewing week one of the NFL, all of Sunday's action. Pete, you and I and Nick Costos are supposed to do something involving a season-long wager, maybe five best bets a week. See who comes out on top. We're going to do that this year. We're going to do or what? I mean, like, I know you guys are big time. I mean, you guys are in the super contest. I'll finish with the best record and probably would have been in the money, but you guys get to enter.
Yeah, because you had such a good year picking games last year.
I had a great year picking games last year.
No, you didn't.
I didn't? What are you talking about?
Here's the other thing about picking games is it's hard to pick. I got to pick games on, again, I'm going to say it, on Monday and Tuesday, and I got to kind of lock into them.
I feel like I've heard that excuse for like 5 years running.
Yeah, well, do you pick your games on Monday or Tuesday?
I mean, I look at those lines and I just go beautiful mind on them on Monday. I mean, that's just,
yeah, sure you do.
This is how I go, Pete.
Usually your first instinct is correct, though.
That is true. All right, let's see. Oh, you did beat me last year. Overall, I went 137 and 130. You went 139 and 128, but I'm pretty sure my best bets were better than your best bets. That's okay.
I don't think so. I was pretty good my best bets last year.
We'll see. All right, we're going to run through.
And somehow, some way, Costas believes he won the contest.
That's right, the playoffs.
Because he had a better regular season, but then he took part in the playoff contest and he got destroyed in it, and he's trying to say that he beat me. And I go, No.
See, I think if you have the regular season, that's what counts. Let us know. You can tweet at us at PriscoCBS, at Will Brinson, and let us know if you think the playoffs should count or not when you're picking games against the
spread. Well, they count in everything we do. They count in the expert picks. They count in everything.
Nah, doesn't count.
What are you, crazy?
You can also subscribe via iTunes, via Stitcher, however you want. And if you leave a review, Pete will, I don't want to say Pete will mail you anything because you probably won't. I offered to mail people beer at one point in time and it didn't pan out well. I got this long list of people.
I'm not mailing anybody anything. I'm a grumpy old man.
How about you'll give them a shout out on Twitter?
For what?
For leaving a review. You'll be like, hey, thanks at Steve-O69. Appreciate the review. That's great, man.
Tweet it to me. Somebody did tweet at me the other day about the Razors thing we were talking about the other day.
The Razors?
Wasn't that on here? Where was I talking? I was talking about Razors, how expensive they are.
No, that wasn't here. We were talking about maybe food or potentially awesome seats, tickets, trying to get tickets to a sporting event. We'll talk about that in a minute too.
No, that's boring. Let's talk football. Games. There's games football this week. Real games.
Okay. Do you want to go first with your best bets? You have a weird situation because you talked about Monday and how you have to make picks on Monday.
I made three picks Monday.
Right. But then I call you today. And disclosure, it's Thursday afternoon, and I call you on Thursday, and I say, hey, Pete, what are your five best bets? I'm sure you picked them because you had 4 days to think about it, and you've only got three. Now, you came up with two on the fly, but I don't want to hear any backpedaling when these don't hit.
I don't know if these are going to be the five that I put in the contest, though.
Okay, why?
Because I got to write my best bets for tomorrow anyway, so it might not be my best bets.
That's fine. Jacksonville Jaguars against the Green Bay Packers, your Super Bowl champion?
They'll be my best bets. One of my best bets is Jacksonville this week. I mean, getting five, right? Isn't it five now?
Five or five and a half, I believe.
Yeah. They're going to win the game outright. And people think I'm nuts
when
I say that.
Four and a half on our site.
People think I'm nuts when I say that, but they're going to win the game outright. They're just as good. I mean, aside from Rodgers, they're just as good offensively. Now, Rodgers is the best in the game, but Bortles can throw it around a little bit too. And then you go to the other side of the ball. I think Jacksonville's defense they're going to make some mistakes because they're young, but they're going to be much improved. And that heat, Brady gave me crap about that the other day. He said it was 88 in Green Bay. 88 in Green Bay in 93 in Jacksonville. It's an entirely different feel. It's going to be so hot. They're going to make them wear their green. It's going to be hot as can be. And I like Jacksonville to not only cover that game, but win it. And they will move the football on a Green Bay front seven that, quite frankly, aside from Clay Matthews, isn't very good right now. So Mike Daniels and Clay Matthews, the only two good players.
So you got the Packers winning the Super Bowl, but they don't have a very good front seven.
They got to get, LeTroy Guyon coming back, and he's got to get healthy. Eventually, they're going to get Mike Pennell back, and he'll get, right now, they got to get Blake Martinez is starting as a rookie inside linebacker. He's going to get better as the season goes on. But first start on the road, that's tough.
And you are in the camp of Blake Bortles is real.
Yeah, he's not going to put up as gaudy numbers this year because I don't think they're going to throw it as much, but they're not going to be as behind as much. So, yeah, he's going to – and Allen Robinson, I can't wait to watch Allen Robinson against those Packer corners. Allen Robinson is as good as he was a year ago. You should see him this summer. He's been even better. I mean, every time I went down and watched him practice, and I went down there a lot this year because I didn't travel as much because of a health issue in this summer, but I think he's going to be better than he's been.
Hey, hashtag Pete, hashtag Prisco Strong for your health issues. I'm happy you're healthy.
I'm good now.
I know. I'm glad you're good now. Maybe you'll stop drinking that Red Bull.
Let's put it this way, Brinson. The football season couldn't get here fast enough for me after August.
Hey, you feel like a new man, right?
Well, not all the way back yet, but I'm getting there.
Let me ask you this. The thing about the Jaguars offense, and this is kind of from a fantasy perspective, and it might not matter because everybody's done their drafts at this point, but do you think that because Blake Bortles put up a bunch of numbers late in games, and because Allen Robinson and Allen Hurns had such high touchdown numbers with Chris Ivory coming in, that we're going to see some regression from those guys?
No, I don't. I think maybe Hurns, and here's where the regression might come in. Thomas might get more passes thrown his way. Remember, mm-hmm. he was hurt early on.
He looked good late, too.
Yeah, and he struggled early on to get going with Bortles because he missed so much time. I think he'll do more. And then Marquise Lee. Keep an eye on Marquise Lee. When he's been on the field, he's been phenomenal this summer. And Marquise Lee gives the Jaguars what Robinson and Hurns don't, which is the explosive ability in the middle of the field.
Mm.
So I think Marquise Lee, he's a different guy. He's a different, entirely different receiver than those guys. So I'd keep an eye on Marquise Lee.
There's no excuse for the Jaguars not to have a top 10 offense this year.
No. And people point to the left side of the line. They're moving Joku to guard. Joku will be fine at guard. And Kelvin Beachum's going to be good at left tackle. Their offensive line is going to be significantly better than it was a year ago. Brandon Linder will be a Pro Bowl center in 2 years.
Wow. Bold statement. All right. You got the Jags winning outright against the Green Bay Packers, your eventual Super Bowl champion. What's your next pick? You like the Chicago Bears on the road against the Houston Texans. Texans, everybody's.
They're overhyped.
Yeah, they are.
Got out there right now. I've been saying it.
The guy who picked the Jaguars to win.
And this is more, this is more of a thing about their offensive and defensive lines. I mean, you have to be good on both those lines. And when I look at the Texans, the center who is projected to start, Martin got hurt. He's out for the year. They're going to play Greg Manns at center. Yeah. That'll be interesting to see how that plays out. The left tackle, Dwayne Brown, coming off a quadriceps injury, bad quadriceps injury last year. He missed all the camp. He's still uncertain for this week, from what I understand, the latest news, but that's a problem. Derek Newton missed almost all of training camp after hurting his ankle. That's an issue. You need to work together as a unit to be good on the offensive line. The defensive line, Vince Wilfork, old, didn't play that well last year, huge.
Looks great in overalls, though.
Doesn't rush the passer very well. Doesn't look great in overalls.
Looks tremendous in overalls. How about that naked body issue? What do you think about that?
And overalls. Yeah, not very good. and then you go to the other side. Jared Krick left. Now, Jared Krick was a good player, not a great player, but now they got to replace him with Devin Still or Christian Covington or somebody. That's a problem. And then Watt has a back injury. I mean, it's okay to say, okay, J.J. Watt's ready, but it's a back injury. It's that thing, you never know with a back injury. So, and I hope the heck it's not, because I love watching a guy play. I love watching him play. But
best defensive player ever, potentially? Or can he ever top Lawrence Taylor?
No. Lawrence Taylor isn't the best. Or Deacon Jones, or Reggie White. I mean, there's a lot of guys. But he's going to be in the conversation if he continues up this path. But you don't know. So I look at their lines and their issues. And I look at the Bears' lines. The Bears add Sitton. So now all of a sudden, they move Cody Whitehair to center. You go Whitehair at center, Sitton at guard, Kyle Long at guard, Bobby Massey at right tackle is a good player, and then the left tackle is Leno, who they really, really like. Their line right now is better than Houston's line. You go to the defense, I think Eddie Goldman's going to be a star on their defense. I mean, he's a big-time player. So, look, their defensive line still, not having McPhee hurts, but they still have some issues up front. But I think this game is going to be tight. Give me 6.5. I'll take the 6.5.
Yeah, I'm with you. This is one of my best bets too. And I think
in my paper again, Brinson.
I had my picture up on the site. They're already written. It's already published. The internet's already.
Well, so were mine. Like on Tuesday afternoon.
No, but not your best bets. Not your top five picks. Mine are up there.
Well, that was one of
my picture up on Tuesday too,
hey,
man.
That was one of my best bets on the video, on our show on Tuesday. So you're
well.
Behind.
You know what? I actually
you copied my paper again.
You know what? I was watching Pro Football Rundown, which is a fantastic show live 4 p.m. every single day on CBSSports.com. You can tune in there. And then we're going to have a pregame show on Thursday night in case anybody jumps on this podcast early. But, on the Bears, my thing, I look at it. First of all, I love them +6.5 in this situation. Second of all, I like their over this year. I think it's either 7 or 7.5 and you're getting some, you're plus the juice on that. I look at Chicago and John Fox and I don't think the John, I don't want to like, pump up John Fox too much because I think he's a little too conservative for my taste. But I mean, the reality about John Fox is when he comes in and takes over a team, you see a big jump in improvement from that defense in the second year. The guy's a good defensive coach. The Panthers actually didn't jump up because they were good his first year, but they were a top 10 unit his second year. Denver became a top 5 unit in points allowed his second year, with that team. And then you know, Chicago, this is his second season. And I think you look at the pieces they added. You talk about the defensive line, they got a lot more pass rushers. Kyle Fuller's another year older. They added some linebackers in free agency. Leonard Floyd is a guy that they're not going to have to lean on, but could potentially come in and be one of those, lighter weight, sack specialists who can also drop back in coverage a little bit. I like a lot of the personnel on defense. I think Chicago is an underlooked team in the NFL this year and definitely in week one.
I'm not going to go that far.
Okay. Because I think the Bears winning the Super Bowl, Pete. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I'm not going to go that far, but I do think, Will, that they'll be better. I don't know if the record will be better. I think this is another one of those teams where they might flounder around where they were a year ago and then take a step forward next year.
No, it's possible. But I mean,
they got a lot of young guys on defense.
But they could be a 500 team.
You think they're going to be a 500 team?
I think they're a 500 team.
I don't think they'll be 500
team. A team that I think is going to be better than 500 and my best bet of the entire week. And I'm really doing this just to spite these angry Chiefs fans.
Are you not
fans?
Going through my best bets and then we're going to go through your, or we're going to go back and forth?
We can go through yours, whatever.
Let's have some method to this madness.
I was just kind of hyped up about my picks and you got me all jacked up. All right, who's your third pick?
My third pick is the Baltimore Ravens. This is, look, I think Flacco getting back, they're at home. I don't believe in the Bills at all. I think they're a mess. They've led the league in penalties last year. They've had so many off the field crap and they've had,
Darius
and Raglan and Lawson and everybody. I mean, it's just, to me, it's a mess on that defensive side of the ball. And I think that's why the Ravens will find a way. I think Flacco's going to have success this year. I know they're starting an all rookie left side of the offensive line. Alex Lewis, I'll tell you what, Alex Lewis is playing guard. He was a tackle at Nebraska. I had a scout tell me before the draft, they said, he had some off the field stuff, nothing major, but that set him back. I don't think it was major, but it was set him back. And they said if he didn't have that, he would have been maybe a second round pick.
Wow.
Starting at left guard next to Ronnie Stanley, he's a left tackle. It's not like the Bills rushed the passer great. They were terrible at it last year. Jerry Hughes is the only guy that can do it. So I think this sets up well for the Ravens. I like the Ravens -3.
See, my only issue is this is kind of a dumb issue, but I feel like Rex Ryan, because he used to coach for the Ravens, is going to be amped up. Like he'll get his guys pumped up for this is the type of game that he manages to win.
That's the most overrated hype thing.
Not with Rex. He pulls his crap out of his,
he can't make chicken salad out of chicken dunk.
Chicken dunk. I like how you say chicken dunk. They got good offensive players. Tyrod Taylor's underrated. Maybe is he overrated at this point? He might be overrated.
Well, I don't know if he's overrated. He's still kind of playing. Remember, he's a former Raven. Remember, he sat back on the bench.
Yeah,
there.
Rex loved him.
Right, so he's going to come
Sammy
out.
Sammy Watkins, LeSean McCoy.
I love that whole notion of guys are going to play harder against their former team. Why? Then why aren't you playing as hard as you should? It's opening week. What's the matter with you?
Oh, come on. People get pumped up for that. I get pumped up for you get pumped up when you play dude. You get pumped up to play for Rex.
I always got pumped up to play whoever.
You're naturally pumped up, Pete. I like the Bills this week. I don't love them. They're not one of my best bets. Who else you got besides the Ravens?
The Bengals at the Jets.
Mm.
And it looks, the line looks stinky, smelly, and fishy, doesn't it?
Yeah, Bengals are less than a 3-point favorite. I feel like they're,
I think it looks fishy the other way. That means, because people think the Jets are good.
Oh, right. I got you. Yeah.
I think the Bengals, I saw the Bengals in third preseason against Jacksonville. I saw them in training camp. I think they're big, tough, physical, nasty, and they have a ton of talent.
I don't think it looks fishy. I think it's when it's a home dog, it can't look that fishy. I like the Bengals too. I think the Bengals, if you were going to pick somebody other than the Seahawks in a Survivor League, I might go with the Bengals.
Yeah, I like the Bengals as well. I think the Bengals win that game by 7. It's not going to be easy because the Jets have some talent on defense, but I think the Bengals, again, I said it last year, I think the Bengals would have made a strong Super Bowl push if Andy Dalton hadn't gotten hurt.
All right. And, who's your last team?
My last team is the Atlanta Falcons.
Good to have you back on the bandwagon, Pete.
Everybody's on Tampa. No, I think Atlanta is going to be a bad team this year. I don't think they're going to be good, but they're at home. And Matt Ryan's, contrary to what everybody wants to put out there, is still good. The problem with him last year was, you know, the offense. Shanahan's offense wasn't very good. So I think he'll be better this year. Julio Jones on big numbers. The Bucks. Everybody keeps talking about Mike Smith going back and facing his old team. Mike Smith doesn't have the horses yet. I mean, that's the problem.
Pass rush is better.
They're not big. They're not a big team. And Mike Smith's defense needs big players. He needs bigger players. So I think you're going to see the Falcons surprise. I don't think the Falcons are good. I just think home opener, playing a team on the road that people are high on, I'll take the Falcons minus the points.
You know, when the Falcons move into their new stadium, people are going to be clamoring for tickets. And, you know, one of the things about modern day ticket searching, Pete, is that it's hard to, like if you search for tickets, I've had my wife try and buy tickets for me. She'll buy it from like some random site and you don't really feel like they're trustworthy. And that's why, SeatGeek, who is sponsoring the Roughing the Passer podcast today, is the smartest, easiest way to find tickets for the games you want to see up close and in person this season. I know you're a pretty tech savvy guy, right? Like, you know that there's an app for everything. That line's been out forever. But the cool thing about SeatGeek is instead of having to, you know, surf through all those other ticket sites, SeatGeek basically aggregates the best prices for you. It gives you the best deal on every ticket. It compares all the sites, looking at multiple tickets. So if you're trying to go to this Falcons game at Mercedes-Benz Stadium in a year, or maybe you want to go see the Falcons Bucks this year, the place to go is SeatGeek. You get $20 rebate, Pete, if you download the SeatGeek app, go to the settings, click add a promo code, and enter the promo code PASSER, PASSER. SeatGeek will send you $20 after you made your first ticket purchase. Download the SeatGeek app and enter promo code PASSER today. You get $20 on me and Pete for your tickets to an awesome NFL game. Maybe you'll even go and see the Kansas City Chiefs, a team I hate this year.
Do they have college tickets too?
Yeah, I think they have tickets to everything. You want concerts, college, NFL?
Well, here's why I say that, because I'm going to need 2 on the 50 when Arizona State plays for the national championship.
Yeah, I mean, like, so just as realistically, like, I'm bringing up my SeatGeek app now. I don't think you can actually look for Arizona State championship tickets because they don't exist, because nobody expects them to exist. But, like, Sam Bush, who's an awesome bluegrass guy, is playing at the Carolina Theater in Durham. And so, you know, it does it like a geotagging. So, you know, it lists stuff that's going on near me. Like, I'm sure you listened to and probably danced to the Squirrel Nut Zippers at one point in time, Pete, right?
No, I don't know who that is.
They were a swing band back in the 90s. Jason Isbell with Josh Ritter. He's going to play at Greensboro Coliseum. From $81, I can get a ticket on there.
When does Earth, Wind, and Fire come back around again?
Let's see. I think they're actually on tour, aren't they? Earth. Right. Oh. Like, I just typed in Earth, and they're in Tokyo right now, Pete, so you're out of luck.
Yeah, I'm going to miss that one, I think.
But they will be playing with Chicago. See, this SeatGeek app.
That's
is
a good
awesome.
Show from what I hear.
Chicago, yeah. So I love Chicago. Maybe you and I should go out to Eugene, Oregon and see them on November 8th. We can go hang out and see that show. I'm sure nobody would comment about that. Anyway, if you want to go to the Chiefs game against the Chargers and watch the Chargers upset the Chiefs, which is my prediction and one of my best bets, you could do that on the SeatGeek app. And you save $20 too. Use the promo code PASSER. I love the Chargers this year, Pete. Am I crazy for loving them? And am I crazy for picking them to beat the Chiefs, who will likely be without Jamal Charles and definitely be without Justin Houston in week one?
You're crazy to love them, but you're not crazy to think that they couldn't win that game. I mean, the Chiefs
are 6.5 too.
That's a lot of lumber. A lot of lumber.
It's almost like too sneaky, isn't it? Or like, I mean, it was too obvious. Is it too obvious? A lot of people on our site, you, me, and Dubin are the only people who like the Chargers. So I feel like this is the
You know, I was actually thinking about taking the Chargers in the contest. I might do that because I like the Chargers plus the 6.5. I mean, it just, that's a 17-13 game or a 20-14 game, 2017.
It's a last possession game. You're hoping you don't get burnt by some pick six. And the Chargers played in a ton of one score games last year. They were unlucky in those. A little bit of regression. They're healthy to start the season. I know that, you know, some questions on defense, but I think they got some bodies. And the Chiefs are banged up. I like Spencer Ware a lot, but he's not Jamal Charles. Alex Smith is Alex Smith. I like the Chargers a lot.
I agree with your pick, and I might switch my contest pick to that.
You have the Will Brinson stamp of approval to make a late week. Well,
I haven't done it yet, but I like that. I like that game. You saw I picked him on the thing. I picked
myself. Yeah, no, that's fine. You can. I won't ding you for that. And you know, if they win, you know, I'll point out that you got a free pick from me. Browns. What do you think about the Browns? Speaking of winners on the road, another road dog. I like the Browns to go in and win one. This is their only win of the season, maybe, Pete. To go in and
you guys
all you guys.
You know what? On our show the other day on our Tuesday show, everybody else picked the Browns. I think you guys are nuts. Have you seen that defense? They're pathetic.
But what is it? I don't understand how Philly's going to score points. Carson Wentz,
score points?
Ryan Matthews, is Lane Johnson playing? I mean, what's the deal with him?
They'll score points because the quarterback's, you know, just as inexperienced as he is, he's better than RG3.
No way. I'll take RG3 in that Hugh Jackson system with that. His lady, he got tatted up lady. What do you think? You don't have any tattoos, do you? We've talked about this, right?
No, heck no.
Yeah. What do you think about somebody getting a tattoo of a new girlfriend while he's like getting divorced?
I mean, first off, getting a tattoo of a girlfriend, period, is crazy because she might 3 weeks later she might not even be in your life.
Right.
I mean, that's absurd. Did he get a tattoo of his girlfriend on him?
Yeah, no, he got it on his arm. He got his name tattooed on her arm, and he's like tweeting about her, and like she's tweeting about him, and they're like being spotted, like, you know, little PDA action. One of the things my dad told me was, he's like, son, just don't get a tattoo of any girl's name. I mean, I distinctly remember him telling me that when I was younger. And it's a good point because, like you say, she might be gone in 2 weeks. She might be gone tomorrow. You never know. It's insane.
You probably got like,
have any tattoo.
A tattoo of like a hot loafer, like one of your, your pool loafers or something on your,
I got Cole tattooed on one buttock and Han tattooed on
the other. Those shirts you love so much?
Peter Millar shirts?
No.
Ledbury?
No, the ones with the logo on them.
Oh, Brooks Brothers.
No, the other one.
Lacoste? Polo?
No, the one, your little, the little preppy ones you guys wear from the South there.
Vineyard Vines.
Vineyard Vines. You got a Vineyard Vines tattoo on your body somewhere.
You know, I don't wear that many Vineyard Vines anymore because they got too popular and people drive around with a whale sticker on their car and it's just not.
Right. I think you got a whale tattoo on your body somewhere. You got the whale sticker tattoo, thing tattooed somewhere. And then you got one of your favorite. What is it? What kind of loafers do you wear?
Cole Haan.
The Cole Haan bit loafers tattooed on somewhere.
Yeah. I've actually got bits tattooed across the top of my feet. It was really painful.
I like Cole Haan shoes, by the way.
They're great shoes.
Great for fat feet like mine.
I'm wearing some Cole Haan boat loafers right now. Hey, if Cole Haan or Peter Millar wants to sponsor the podcast, holler at us. I like the Browns to win. I know I think I'm crazy. I just think the Eagles are just, I like the Eagles under this year too. 6.5 wins. It dropped when Sam Bradford got traded. I liked it at 8 when Sam Bradford was there. I think this is a good defense, but I don't think it's a very good Eagles team. If they win this week, no big deal on that over under. I don't think they're a very good team. I think they really struggle.
And I hate that pick. I absolutely hate it. I think all you guys are way off base on that one.
Okay.
And taking a look at the Browns defense.
Browns are trash. Look, the Browns aren't going to win many games, but this is Cleveland's Super Bowl. Because they get the Eagles pick. So you beat them, you knock them down a little bit further. RG3 gets to make a statement. Hugh Jackson's going to uncork the kitchen sink and throw it all out there. I just think you're going to see everything in the playbook from him, in week one. This sort of like a motivational sort of thing. And I think they'll put up some points.
Hate it.
Okay. On the other side of things, this is not a road dog. This is the biggest home favorite of the week. And I don't care. I'm taking the Seahawks. -10.5 is one of my best bets, and I'm doing it because you have a rookie coach in Adam Gase. I know you love him. I love him too. I think he's awesome. You have a guy, Ryan Tannehill, who's still trying to iron out some kinks, going to a place in Seattle that is difficult to play in front of a crowd that is going to be extremely amped up. It's a long, probably the longest possible trip for any NFL team from Miami to Seattle. You know, you're playing at a weird time zone. And I think Seattle is going to come out and make a statement on defense. And you're also going to see the potential for them to really unleash a new look offense featuring Christine Michael, some Thomas Rawls. They want to feed Jimmy Graham a little bit, let Russell Wilson wing it around. I think Seattle has a huge game and wins this like 45-10.
45-10?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, bloodbath. 45-17, maybe.
I think it's a tough spot for Miami.
Yeah.
It's a really tough spot for Miami, but it's also a situation where 10.5 points is a ton of points in the opener.
Sure.
A ton.
Sure.
And Tannehill's going to be significantly better with Gase. Gase has had some success against that defense. Now, he didn't have it. What?
Not with Denver.
Yes, he did. They went up there and won that one time. Remember?
Yeah. That's true. But I was thinking about the Super Bowl. Wasn't he there with the Super Bowl?
They went up there the next year and they ran some interesting concepts and against that cover three late in the game to get big plays against
them. You're right. Yeah, that's right. Peyton was running that no huddle. I know, that's a good point. That's fair. Look,
But I like Seattle too. I just don't think it's going to be quite the blowout you think it's going to be.
I mean, but even if it's 35-17, you're still covering easily.
You know, now you're talking about, you know, the starting right guard was going to be a rookie, and he's, you know, high ankle sprain. He's going to be out for a month.
So, I just think they're going to put some pressure on I like
pressure. I think there's going to be a lot of pressure on Wilson too, because that line isn't very good. The tackles are terrible.
Yeah. No, it's a beat up offensive line.
I'm not so sure I like the 10.5. I might switch that one.
You're the flopper. We're going to call you the flopper from now on.
Well, I mean, when you got to, the more you analyze games, you got to think about tens. Everybody's taking Seattle, so it can't be good.
Are they? Is everybody taking Seattle?
Yeah.
That's a red flag. No, we got two people taking Miami, Ryan Wilson and Dave Richard. Dave Dog Richard, as he's known around the office. All right. I got another. See, this one to me is an anti-crowd move. I got the Saints as my final best bet. Minus half a point, so basically a pick 'em at home against the Raiders, a Saints team that feels like they've been disrespected, a Raiders team that is, as we've discussed on this very podcast, probably a year away, but still potential, you know, could win their division, but still a year away from being a really great team. And I think it's just one of those things. I don't love the Saints this year. So it's sort of like the Falcons in your Falcons Buccaneers pick. I don't love the Saints this year, but I think that it's a bit much to not give the Saints the full 3 points in a home opener at the Superdome in a loud place. I just think it's a tougher spot for the Raiders than people are looking at.
I would tend to agree with you. I think it's a real tough spot for a young team that's feeling pretty good about itself, traveling across the country, playing a 1 o'clock start in a tough place to play. Now, having said all that, the Saints lack talent.
They do.
I mean, I love Drew Brees. I think Drew Brees will still keep them in games and everything else, but they lack talent. They really do. They have issues on the offensive line. They have big major issues on defense. If the Raiders are focused here, which you should be on opening day, if this was week six, Will, I'd probably agree with you more. But since it's opening day, I think they'll be focused. They're a young team, but it's a tough trip, but I still think they'll be focused. It's going to be close. No, don't get me wrong, but I tend to go with the Raiders, but I wasn't married to that pick, so I could see where you would make it.
Yeah, I just think that it's not often. Don't get me wrong, I don't like the Saints. It's just not often that you're going to get a team with as much offensive firepower as New Orleans has that is going to. You're not going to have to lay the 3. And the other thing about it too is, I like the over in that game. It's like 51.5. It's the highest over on the board, but it could be a total shootout. Saints can't play any defense. Breeze is going to get some points into.
I had it lower than that.
Like 28-21 or something?
I think I had a 23-21.
Okay. All right. Well, that's my best bets. Am I missing anything from this week? Did you hear a pick? So you're going to, who would you take out for the Chargers? If you're slotting somebody in. Falcons, Bengals?
Falcons, maybe. Yeah, that was my last one.
Okay. That's fair. I mean, if you go, I'll give you that. Cause I think that if we're doing this podcast.
Yeah, Will, there's always one major upset on opening day. And then you look back in the season and you go, boy, how did that happen? You know, there's always one of those.
49ers over Vikings on Monday night last year. Hey, let me ask you this. I don't know if we'll podcast Monday. Maybe we'll podcast Tuesday. I'm curious. There's two home dogs on Monday night. Do you like those home dogs on Monday night?
No, I don't like the Niners. Well, what are they getting? 3 or something?
Niners getting 2.5 against
the
Rams.
I don't like the Niners. I think they're horrible.
Redskins getting 3.5 against the Steelers.
No, I like the Steelers. I know a lot of people. Nick Costas loves the Redskins.
Yeah, he's the ultimate, contrarian, right? I think that's.
I'm not a big fan of Kirk Cousins yet.
Well, no, I mean,
I gotta see more. Yeah, the Redskins clearly had to see more.
Otherwise, they would have paid him.
Right.
All right, Pete.
He does have a lot of weapons and
a lot of weapons, a lot of millions of dollars
running
to play
game,
for.
No, who's going
to
run the football? Matt Jones, he's going to be back. I mean, who's going to run it? That's an issue for them. And, you know, they're counting on guys on defense. I love the fact that they got Breland and Norman playing corner, and they got some young pair. I think Preston Smith's going to have a big year, but they might be better on defense than they are on offense this year. And that sounds crazy.
I don't think it's that crazy. I think their defense is sneaky good. And I think their offense has the potential to be, like you say, overrated if Cousins doesn't. I mean, if Cousins regresses, and that's totally possible, and Pierre Garçon is over the hill, DeSean Jackson he's really fast and talented, but he's sort of one dimensional. Doxson is kind of banged up. Crowder is a slot guy. Jordan Reed, and you know, can he stay healthy for 16 games? Yeah. I mean, you could see that offense not being that great.
Yeah. There's a lot of
good names on it, but there's a potential for it to fall apart.
Yes, absolutely.
All right. We're falling apart on time. So we're going to get out of here. Subscribe via iTunes. This is the Roughing the Passer podcast. Thank you to SeatGeek for sponsoring this episode. And we will be back next week. Everybody enjoy the football and hope that your week one, courtesy of our best bets, is a profitable and exciting one for Pete Briscoe. I'm Will Brinson. Have a great day.
Out. Oh.